Hello again. You're with the news at one. Substantial swathes of the country remain without power this lunchtime after Storm Eowyn ripped across the island. While red weather warnings have begun to expire, orange alerts remain in place. And all the while, the scale of the damage is becoming clearer. The air dome at the Connacht GAA Centre of Excellence in County Mayo has been completely destroyed, while the ice skating rink in Dublin's Blanchardstown has also been levelled. Many roads and footpaths are blocked by fallen trees or other debris. In Cowntraw, near Undangan in West Kerry, a couple had a lucky escape when part of their house collapsed. Jarrow and Ingrid Fagan were asleep when a gable above their bedroom was blown outwards, leaving the entire upper part of the house exposed. They spoke to our reporter, Sean McEntee.
We are very lucky that we are alive. If this would fall inside, we'd be buried underneath, I'd say. So, yeah.
What time did it happen?
I think about 3 o'clock. Yeah, last night. It was just the worst nightmare you can have, really. My wife was in the bathroom when it happened, just huge bang, and we thought first the shed would hit the house or something like that, but shed is still sitting here. And
the gable actually fell out. There's a large opening now on the side of the house. The entire roof structure is exposed, and you were sleeping beneath it inside.
That's our bedroom there. That's ensuite bathroom. Our bedroom is there.
What did you do when it collapsed?
Just called my friend, told him what happened, and they called the Gardaí for us. The Gardaí then got in touch with me, and they advised us to leave the house as soon as possible, but safe. So we did. We packed our dogs and off we went. You just don't know what really happened, but this is shocking.
Jarrow and Ingrid Fagan, they were talking to our reporter Sean McEntee in West Kerry this morning. Well, for the latest on electricity supply, we can talk to Brian Tapley. He's regional manager with ESB Networks. Brian, as of now, how many homes and businesses are without power?
Afternoon. At lunchtime today, there's 725,000 homes, farms and businesses without power. So, that's unprecedented from our perspective, and it's widespread. It's countrywide damage to our network. Although the kind of the worst of the storm has passed in most parts of the country, there's still orange wind warnings in place from Met Iron. So we do expect further outages to come up over the course of today.
Right. So there's a danger then that figure will climb.
It's quite possible, yeah, because with orange level weather alerts, we would have outages on our network. So there's no reason why we wouldn't see more outages coming in this afternoon and this evening.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a small element of how long is a piece of string about this, but how long is it likely to be before everybody has their power restored?
Yeah, based on previous experience and previous storms, we would estimate that it's going to take more than a week in the worst impacted areas to restore power. So Storm Dara had about 395,000 customers without power, and that took 7 days. So that's why we agreed with some degree of confidence. We think it's more than a week, but that'll be in the worst impacted areas.
And as with Storm Dara, is it likely that people in urban areas or people where many, many houses in a row have been affected, that they're likely to get their power back first?
So during the red alert, what we were doing is we're dealing with emergency calls, extreme danger calls. So that's the first priority. When the red alert is gone, we're now out doing damage assessments, and we'll assess kind of where the damage is. And in terms of which damage we repair first, is we'll repair damage that's going to return supply to the most amount of countries or most amount of customers. Mm-hmm. So that could be to an urban centre, or it could be to a rural town or a local town that might have 1,000 customers off. So it's not necessarily urban customers we get back first, but we'll do repairs that's going to get the most amount of customers back first to improve supply for most of the customers.
And presumably, then at the minute, I mean, there must be entire towns where there's very little power.
Yes, the damage is throughout the country. County Clare, South Kerry is badly impacted. The Midlands, Athlone, Longford, Mullingar and Tullamore, have kind of, you know, maybe 40,000, 50,000 in each of those areas without power. You go up to Cavan, you have about 53,000 without power, and you know, Galway has probably got nearly 70,000. So you're right, there is some parts of the country, or most parts of the country, experiencing outages, but some parts of the country where, you know, large swathes of the county are without power, unfortunately.
Just finally, Brian, I know on other occasions you've sought assistance from other electricity companies. Will that be possible this time?
Yeah, so we stood up our emergency plan kind of 2 or 3 days ago, and we would have made contact with other utilities, and they would have made contact with us in preparation for this. So in the UK in particular, they're dealing with what we're dealing with at the moment as well. So all utilities across the UK and Europe are in contact, and so the ask has gone in for support, but I suppose that resource will only become available when those utilities have kind of dealt with the impact of their own storms. But we're ready to take more resources when they're available.
All right, Brian Tapley of ESB Networks, thank you very much for talking to us. Joining us now is Met Éireann senior forecaster Gerry Murphy. Gerry, there's an awful lot to talk about, but what's the picture at the moment?
Well, Rachel, the good news is that it's an improving picture. Now, we still have a red level wind warning in operation for County Donegal, and also there are red level for all of the counties in Northern Ireland. So, but they all lapse at 2 p.m. and then they go into an orange warning until 4 p.m. and then then gradually into a yellow. For the rest of the country, down in the south, many counties in Munster, South Leinster are now in a yellow level warning as the winds continue to decrease, and they will continue to decrease through the afternoon. Then really for the Midlands and North Leinster, Connacht, they are now in an orange warning, which will last till 4 p.m. and will gradually then reduce as well. So the good news is that even though they're in orange, they're decreasing, not increasing. But having said that, the winds are still strong. So if you have perhaps a structure or a tree or something that was tottering on the brink from the extremely strong winds, the winds are still strong enough to have that, to have an effect. So people do need to be very careful as they return. It's not just a question of getting back out, as it were, because there could be power lines down, tree structural damage, trees down, etc. So people should be careful as they make their way back out into normal activities, and people repairing electricity failures, etc. But it is an improving situation, and gradually as we go through the afternoon and the evening, most places will see winds becoming noticeably lighter.
Presumably as well, all the while, you'll be getting figures about what happened overnight, and the scale of what went on at the height of the storm will become more apparent.
Yes, absolutely. Well, there was the record-breaking wind in Maidenhead this morning. The record mean wind speed that was broken 100 to 135 kilometres per hour for the mean, and then at 5 a.m. 183 for the gust. That's a huge wind, and broke the previous all-time record for Ireland. Now, what we do expect is when the figures are totted up, that other stations will have broken records for their station, although not the national record. So yes, it's an extreme storm, and no doubt there will be records broken in many aspects of it.
Gerry Murphy of Met Éireann, thank you once again for being with us this lunchtime. Well, also joining us now on the line is Margaret Attridge of Uisce Éireann. We're beginning to hear reports of people without water. What can you tell us?
Yes, Rachel. Unfortunately, we need power to run our treatment plants. So we have been impacted by the loss of power across the country. At the situation at the moment, and it is very dynamic as the reports are coming in and as the storm is moving up through the country. But the situation we're seeing at the moment is that we have approximately 60,000 people with no water across the country. But we have a further number of water treatment plants, close to 90 now, supplying around 600,000 people, where there's no power going to the treatment plants. However, we do have still water stored in our reservoirs, so there's no interruption to supply at the moment. But and we'll be working closely with the ASB during the day to try and get power restored to those treatment plants. And where we can't, we'll be looking to mobilise generators to try and get those treatment plants back in production. But meanwhile, the water level in the reservoirs is dropping. So it could come to a situation where the numbers without water do increase significantly throughout the day.
So is it the case then that if somebody is in an area without power, they're also more likely to find themselves without water?
That is the bigger risk area. Now, a lot of our bigger treatment plants would have built-in generators on site. So if the power goes down, the site will immediately kick over to a generator on site. And over the last week, in the high-risk areas like the coastal areas, the Dingle Peninsula, up through Sligo, Donegal, we have been rolling out generators out of the site. So as soon as the crews today, once the storm passes and they can get out to the sites, they'll assess the damage and link up those generators to get water back in production. And look, that takes the pressure off the ESB for a while if we can keep their sites going on generators. There was a lot of preparedness work done during the week, looking at critical areas where we've hospitals, and making sure that we had generators prioritised for those sites, so that we could keep them supplied with water throughout the day. I suppose from a customer, from a mm-hmm. public perspective, what we are asking, you know, people again this week to, you know, really just try and manage your water usage within your house and conserve water. We need to, protect those stores that we have in our reservoir and keep them going as long as possible, to allow time for our crews to get generators out there, or to allow time for the ESB to return supply. And we are working, as your previous speaker said, the utility companies are working really closely together to prioritise the return of power to areas without power and without water.
All right. Margaret Attridge of Ishga Air, and thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. Let's find out more now about broadband availability and phone services. Fergal McCann is Chief Technology Officer with Air. As of now, how many of your customers are without a service?
Yeah, good afternoon, Rachel. So, look, this is an unprecedented storm with extensive and widespread disruption. So at a core network level, we're working off 26,000 voice faults in our nodes. And from a broadband perspective, we've 63,000 faults at our network nodes. And that translates into about 160,000 customers, homes and businesses without broadband. So, you know, it's quite an impact as a result of this storm. For mobile,
yeah, so,
Rachel.
Yeah, sorry, go on. Do tell us about that, please.
Sorry, just for mobile, you know, our impact is now over 900 sites. So again, we have a big dependency on power. While we've had lots of battery investment and lots of generator investment, as time goes on, you know, those sources deplete, and we're really focused now, certainly as we get into the afternoon, in terms of the local assessments to start commencing generator deployment, particularly where it's safe and where roads are clear to proceed in that manner.
So there is a danger then that, say, if somebody is travelling around a particular area, that their coverage might come and go a bit.
Yeah, exactly. We've just commenced a generator deployment in Cork in the last hour. So that was based on a local assessment. So those generators will be brought to those priority sites to try and restore service there. But as you're aware, and as all your contributors have guided, you know, road conditions and local conditions are still quite challenging. So it'll be based on assessment of need at that point.
Fergal McCann of Air, thank you for talking to us. Well, the government has confirmed this lunchtime that a humanitarian assistance scheme will be available to those living in properties directly affected by Storm Éowyn. Keith Leonard, who heads the National Emergency Coordination Group, is on the line. I know information has been coming into you from all over the country. So what have you been hearing? What sort of picture is emerging?
So, Rachel, we had a National Emergency Coordination Group meeting this morning. We were joined by Minister Brown, and we heard inputs really from all the essential services providers and the local authorities. And really, the picture that emerges is that, you know, there's been widespread disruption across the road network. And also really that key piece, which is, you know, over 715,000 customers without power at the peak today. So, you know, very significant disruption across the countryside and the entire country, all communities affected to some extent.
And in terms of structural damage, roads being blocked, footpaths being blocked, where appears to have been worst affected?
Well, definitely that piece up along the western seaboard is badly affected, and into the northwest and even the northeast, there seems to be very significant structural damage and also a lot of trees down. But Rachel, I suppose I want to take the opportunity maybe to thank everybody who responded so well to the public safety messaging. Mm.
People did stay at home, didn't they? I mean, it was incredibly quiet out there this morning.
It really was very eerily quiet. But that was really important because it took the pressure off our emergency services at a really critical time and also enabled local authorities to get out and about to kind of monitor and assess the damage. And likewise, our colleagues in the utilities and the essential services. So very important. And we're very grateful for people for their patience and forbearance on this piece.
Keith Leonard, thank you for talking to us on the programme once again. Well, now we're going to take a more detailed look at the situation around the country. We're going to start in the northwest because, as we've already heard from Gerry Murphy, a red level warning remains in place in Donegal. For more, we can talk to our northwest correspondent, Shane O'Curreen. Shane, what can you tell us?
At the moment, across the northwest, we have reports of fallen trees, power lines damage, and debris spread across the national, regional, and local roads. Within Sligo, the N16, the N17, and the N59 are heavily impacted. That red warning expired in Sligo and Leitrim at midday. It remains in place in Donegal until 2 p.m. And on top of that, there's a marine status orange storm warning in place from Rawson Point, Glencolum Kill to Malin Head until 7 this evening. And Donegal County Council are urging the public to stay away from the coast today, even when the red warning lapses with that status orange storm warning. This afternoon, the council crews in the northwest, they'll be assessing and prioritising what work needs done to get things up and running again. We are hearing that power and communication outages are a significant issue across the region. During the orange warning this morning, Gardaí responded to a serious road traffic collision on the N14 at Tullyrap. That's on the main Lifford to Letterkenny Road. At present, Gardaí are not in a position to provide further information, but we may have a further update later this afternoon or this evening. But Gardaí are appealing people to not take unnecessary journeys. And although the weather conditions are improving in Sligo Leitrim, the road conditions are still treacherous with the debris and fallen trees on the road. We mentioned there about the power outages. Mm-hmm. In Ballinamore, South Leitrim last night, about 150 people attended a public meeting to discuss the power and water outages from Storm Dara last month, where there were some homes without power for up to a week. And there was concern at that meeting that the same thing may happen again. So people do have that concern that they may be a while without power and power again, Rachel.
Shane, many thanks for that. That was our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Curreen. Well, as we've been hearing, also a red alert still in operation in the north. For the latest, we can talk to our correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, what's the picture with you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Yeah, the worst of the storm, as you say, is still not over for us. We still got about 35 minutes left to run of that red warning that is in place until 2 o'clock. I mean, the high winds have done an awful lot of structural damage right across the six counties of Northern Ireland, just outside of the disruption it's causing to public transport and ferries and airplanes and all that kind of stuff. This morning, just by way of illustration, we went to an apartment complex in the south of the city where the gable of a 3 or 4 storey building had collapsed at 3 a.m. into the street, causing extensive damage. Now, no one injured there, thankfully, but I mean, I'd say there could be a dozen families perhaps who are going to have to move out of that block to allow for very comprehensive repairs to be done. There's also a school in Dungiven and Derry has lost a part of its roof, and that makes the decision to close schools, all 1,100 schools in Northern Ireland today as a result of the warning that came out yesterday. That makes that look like a very sensible decision. There's also a £38 million leisure centre in Bangor, which has had the roof completely ripped off it, so there's considerable damage done there and a big bill for the ratepayers of that particular area. I mean, people for the most part have heeded the warning to stay at home from the police and from the Stormont executive. That warning was given several times yesterday. Belfast City Centre today is effectively empty this Friday lunchtime. There are two other big issues, pardon me, I think. One is the amount of trees that are down. Now, the police were saying earlier that they had reports of around 70 trees down. Just having gone around the south of the city here and into the east of the city this morning, I'd be amazed if the number isn't several times that, because there are trees down all over the place. And the other issue with trees down, of course, is that there are electricity cables in some cases wrapped around those trees. So they're very much saying to people, look, just if you see a fallen tree, just stay back, stay away from it, and let us deal with it. And then, there is this issue of power. And the numbers this morning were 90,000. Not too long ago, NIE Networks, which controls the network, said it's now 240,000 customers.
That's quite an increase, isn't it?
It certainly is. And what's worrying, too, is they've said they think that number will continue to grow. The other issue, too, then, of course, is that when it comes to trying to get those customers back on supply, I think there's going to be a considerable delay for some of them, because the reality is that I think effectively a decision has been taken that they're not going to send the crews out to start into those repairs until effectively this red warning window has closed, and that's not due to close until 2 o'clock.
Conor, thank you very much. Many of the strongest winds were in the west. Our reporter Fergal O'Brien is in County Mayo this lunchtime. Fergal, where exactly are you?
Well, Rachel, I'm at the site of what was the former Connacht GAA aerodrome here between Knock and Ballyhaunis in East County Mayo. And this is one of the locations which has really borne the brunt of those extreme winds that we experienced overnight. I don't know if people will be, I'm sure people would be, in fact, familiar with the dome that was here, the big, large, inflated roof structure, which was able to house all sorts of games of all levels indoors, and that had been in place here since 2020. It was built at around a cost of between 3.5 and 4 million euro. And as I say, last night it was destroyed by those strong winds at around 4 a.m. And today there's an initial assessment underway here of the damage. Much of that structure is currently lying around, as I look at it now, is lying around the seating area of what would have been inside the dome. And it's very much, the complex is very much destroyed. What was there? The Connacht Secretary, John Prenti, has described this as a devastating blow, but he said that they are insured and he's determined that it will be rebuilt. They're hoping to clear the site over the coming weeks. For example, this is also going to impact other events. There was the National Frisbee Championships are actually supposed to be held here this weekend, but they have been obviously cancelled. And also other games like the Citizen Cup and the Fitzgibbon Cup games are to be held here. So obviously arrangements will have to be put in place. But it's an example, I guess, Rachel, of the force and the power of those high winds last night.
Thank you very much, Fergal. Actually, just one other thought before we move on. You travelled from Galway to Mayo over the past hour or so. What were the roads like as you tried to carry out that journey?
I'd have to say extremely challenging, and in a number of locations quite dangerous. Local authorities only had the opportunity to really start to get out here in the west and in most parts of the country to assess the extent of the damage caused overnight after the red weather warning was lifted. And we also waited for that red alert to be lifted. Along the route, for example, there was traffic lights out. There was trees down on some major roads around Galway City. There were trees also on secondary roads. Phone lines were knocked with lines dangling in the middle of the road. We saw a lot of repair crews out trying to remove trees. Also saw, for example, a trampoline tangled up in a tree. There was the roof of a shed, a garage had been peeled back. Once we crossed over the border into Mayo, there was a shed, the roof of another shed just lying on the side of the road. It just examples of just some of the debris, I guess, that's on the roads. I would urge people to be very cautious. I know Galway City Council, for example, has urged people to avoid any unnecessary journeys and certainly to wait until the orange status warning has lifted. And also an advice for people where trees are down, the advice is not to attempt to try and remove those trees out of fear that any ESB electricity lines could be tangled up in those trees.
Of course, and there's always a trampoline. Fergal, many thanks. Fergal O'Brien, our reporter, who's in County Mayo this afternoon. Often the Midlands escape the worst of the winter storms, but on this occasion, those counties also experienced extremely high winds. For the latest, I'm joined by our correspondent, Sinead Hussey. Sinead, what's been happening in your area?
Yeah, Rachel, we, I suppose, have been experiencing high winds from around about 3-4 o'clock this morning. The red alert kicked in at 6 o'clock, but I can tell you that from around 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, the winds were very, very severe. And anybody, I think, that I know was awake, you know, due to the noise and the fear, I suppose, of what exactly was happening outside, because it was so dark, it was hard to see what was going on. That red warning has now been lifted and we're in an orange warning. But really, it's only in the last, I would say, half an hour where people have began to venture out again. And I'm sitting here at the moment in my car in the forecourt of a filling station, which ordinarily on a Friday afternoon would be absolutely jam-packed. And there's very few cars. And anyone that appears to be out seem to be either heading somewhere to fix or to help
people. But sorry, Sinead, we lost you there. Yeah. Sorry, no, go on. Please continue.
No problem. Yeah. So what I was saying is, you know, there's nobody out really unless they really have to be out. We tried in the last hour or so to make our way to Longford, where we understand Longford Town Soccer Club's stadium has been significantly damaged. But we made 3 or 4 attempts on 3 or 4 different routes. But because of trees falling down, we couldn't actually get out on the road to get down to Longford. So that just gives you an example of what the network is like out there at the moment. Local authorities are, of course, now out trying to clear main arteries, but it's going to take some time. And, you know, they're still at the moment receiving reports of fallen down trees. So they're trying to figure out exactly how significant the damage is and where they can get to and how quickly they can get to. So really, people need to have patience. This is going to be a long operation. It's not going to be resolved today or even tomorrow. It's going to go long into the weekend and perhaps early next week. Power is a major issue in this region, as it is right across the country. A lot of people lost power in and around 2 o'clock this morning. And that's going to take time to be restored. There's a couple of places, Newtown Forbes on the main N4 between Sligo and Longford, that's been blocked both ends by fallen trees. So there's lots of work to do. And again, you know, what's really important to stress is we are still in an orange level warning. So people really need to take care, stay indoors if at all possible, because it will take some time to get back to normal.
Sinead, thanks a million. That was Sinead Hussey there talking to us from the Midlands. And I think the chink in that phone line kind of illustrated how tricky communications can be this afternoon. We'll have more from around the country after a quick break. And as promised, we can get some more now on the emerging picture around the country as people start to assess the destruction left by Storm Eowyn. Our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, has been monitoring the situation in that region. Pascal, what can you tell us?
Rachel, I'm with a crew from ESB Networks and a team of tree surgeons from a company called ProTree, based in Vanden in West Cork. We're at Dublin Hill on the north side of Cork City, close to Delaney Rovers GAA Club, and the crews here are currently repairing a fault to the power lines when trees brought down the power lines here. That affected around 200 people, and it just gives you an indication of the effort that has to go in to repairing each and every one of the faults. The tree surgeons here have been busy since the red warning was lifted at 10 o'clock this morning, cutting those trees that fell on top of the lines and brought them down. And it's only then that the ESB Networks crew will be able to move in once the power lines have been cleared of the fallen trees, lift the lines again, repair the poles and restore services to people. And this is just one of hundreds of faults across Cork and Kerry. At the height of the storm this morning, there were up to 20,000 people without power here. That is one impact, but certainly life has been returning to normal here.
Pascal, thank you very much for that. Pascal Sheehy out and about for us in County Cork. Cian McCormack is reporting from the Midwest today. Cian, what have you been hearing about the impact of Storm Eowyn?
Well, look, Rachel, I'm here at Shannon Airport. Flights have resumed. They were delayed and cancelled here earlier because there were peak wind speeds hitting 137 kilometres per hour. Now, the first flight into the airport was from Stansted just after 11 o'clock this morning, and that flight departed back to Stansted at 11:45. The airport It's now operating a full normal schedule, and passengers are being told to check with their airlines before coming here to the airport. Then there's the cleanup. Councils in Tipperary, in Limerick and Clare, they've started the cleanup operations. In Clare, all fire station crews, 70 people are out. They're supplemented by 150 engineering crews across the various municipal districts, and they're dealing mostly with fallen trees, power lines, debris as well, just from the wind. And earlier this morning, Clare Fire Service were called out to Raheen Community Hospital in Toomgrainy. They needed to get an ambulance into the hospital past some trees that had fallen, and of course they did that. At Cathair Calla Hospice and Nursing Home in Ennis, then trees fell there. It meant that staff couldn't get in, and again, fire crews came along and they had to clear access for them to get in. In Limerick, the council says there's close to about 100 trees down in the city and county. Road maintenance crews are prioritising national and regional routes. And in Kilmallock, you've probably seen pictures online, Rachel, a section of Fitzgerald Park, the stand there was torn down by the wind. In Tipperary then, they're telling me from there that it's trees down all over the county. Again, they're prioritising major roads, but it's going to be double trouble for them in Tipperary because they're now preparing for low temperatures, and they were telling me from the council that they'll also now need to start focus, they'll turn their focus to salting roads throughout the county. So the bulk of the activity in Tipperary, the council is saying at this stage, will revolve around salting roads and clearing trees.
A huge amount of hard work being done by an awful lot of people. Cian, many thanks for that. Our reporter Cian McCormack at Shannon Airport this afternoon. Well, we'll finish with some positive news because in some places public transport is starting to resume. Jeremy Ryan is Director of Public Transport at the National Transport Authority and he joins us on the line. Things are starting to move again, albeit slowly. What can you tell us?
I think the south of the country services will be coming back sooner, and indeed some are already back than in other parts of the country. So at the moment in Cork, we expect full service to be back around about now. Galway and Limerick, well, substantially back. There'll still be some diversions, but by and large, they'll be back around about lunchtime. Galway and Limerick are coming back in stages from 1 o'clock onwards. We hope a couple of hours after that, they'll be more or less back, apart from diversions. Then as we go into Dublin, some services have resumed already. Dublin bus services have resumed. There's about, as of half 12, around about 30% of the network was operational, hoping to get that back up to more or less substantially full services by around about mid-afternoon, all going to plan. Go ahead, similar timescales, they expect to be more or less back by around about half three. Lewis will take longer to resume because they have to check through their network to make sure there's no damage to overhead lines and there's no plastic stuck on overhead lines and so on, which can affect trams and clear them of branches. They expect to be back up, if all going well, mid-afternoon, but they do need to do quite a few more checks. Irish Rail, nationwide, they'll be starting up in Cork first, they think, but there's a lot of checking to be done there. They can't really give us any times on when to be fully back. Dublin, they're checking Dart overhead lines, some level of service, they hope, later on this afternoon, but they can't give us a time yet on that. And just to say, cross-border rail services won't be operating today, so there won't be services between Dublin and Belfast and rail lines.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for bringing us up to date. That was Jeremy Ryan, who's Director of Public Transport with the NTA.